Today is Sunday, May 31st, and we are interviewing Dick Quadling at the MCPL Family Reunion. My name is Graham Fox. I'll be the interviewer. I currently work at MCPL as the assistant manager at the Blue Ridge Branch. So will you tell us about the positions you held at Mid-Continent and a little bit about your history with Mid-Continent?
Sure. In 1991, I was hired as business manager and worked that position until John Ferguson retired when Paul White became director and I became assistant director. And then in 2006, Paul White retired and I became the director. And I was director for 4 years. I retired in August 1st of 2010.
What was most challenging about being a library director?
Most challenging about being director? Trying to keep everything organized. I would say anything was really, well, everything's challenging, but I enjoyed it. You know, we during my time, we built the genealogy center. I bought Woodneath. I guess in the building part of it, it was always trying to get zoning worked out, the contractors and bids, and just to get the buildings done. But then, of course, we were making a lot of changes during the everything. It's always changed, so that sounds funny, but I think we had a strategic plan, and we tried to put that in place. That was probably the big challenge, was trying to figure out really all the things that we could do.
And so we talked a lot about change, but how, in what ways, or how has the library changed since you started, from your when you began at libraries? I mean everyone I've talked to today has talked about some of the all the changes that have gone on, but what are some that you've seen?
Yeah, well, of course, you know, the technology, how that aided us to make changes. As business manager, I was doing a lot of my on a personal computer. I was doing a lot of the accounting part of it, and then everything was. I mean, I would go through and look at all the checks that came back and have to balance our checkbook manually, and give it to what we call data processing IT, and then they would input my numbers and print the real balance sheets and statements and things. We still had VHS and tapes and CD. We were just phasing out the, I forgot what the other tapes, there was VHS and Beta.
Betamaxes.
Beta, yeah, and they were phasing those out. And I mean, but that's the medium keeps changing, you know, and as I left, we were getting into electronic books, and but then with Steve now, that has really taken off, you know. I guess those are the biggest changes that I've seen. So. Okay.
Do you have any favorite memories of your time at Mid-Continent?
All my memories are favorite, but the hard times and the good times.
Right.
I remember, though, when I was business manager, I just started, and for as business manager at that time, we were in charge of maintenance and personnel and the accounting, and of course, Lowell Pauley, it was the southern or the south area librarian. He was in charge of all the libraries south of the river, and we were moved at that time, and maybe we still do. The moving was done by the most part by maintenance and admin. We would set up the shelving, and then the books were on book trucks, and we would have to load them back on the shelves. And one day, I think it was at the Liberty Branch, I was doing something, and of course, everybody had a book truck fall over on them. And the books fell all over the place. And little Paulie, he said, "Well, you're a bean counter. You're not expected to know how to read the Dewey. So just get a good mix of colors and put them on the shelf." So I didn't do that. I looked at the Dewey Decimal.
So that's a very effective way to put the books back.
What do you think? What do you think the libraries will look like in 5 years or 50 years from now?
I'll go with the five. No, wait. I mean, I guess since my time, I saw most of the reference books disappear, and of course, electronic books are popular. And but I think the library building and the community and programs and still a quiet place for people to come and to use the computers. And I mean, it's moving more to the community center that has the information, and people have their taxes done, unless taxes go away. And, you know, one can hope maybe in 50 years it'll be
just
flat tax.
Just that, and not, yeah. No taxes.
But I know there's a lot of book discussion groups that still like books.
Hello?
And a lot of people still. My name has been mentioned.
Thank you, Dick. That's nice to meet you. Thanks. Yeah, that's great. Thank you.